Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back and relax. We'll all share the fun, the frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. Let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. Gentlemen of music, take it away.
When I saw your face, my heart shot into space, but I didn't have the words to tell you. Cole Porter called you wunderbar. I agree, no matter where you are, thoughts of you spring to mind the moment I heard this word. Pulchritudinous. That means you're beautiful. No Merriam or Webster has the text to tell ya how much I love you. You're the tootinest, and I think you're beautiful as the sun sets in the east or west. All I can do is think about ya. No words even exist. Shakespeare would crumble. Oscar Wilde just stumble. My pulchritudinous gal. Simply ludicrous. Every time I see your face, no words have been spoken, but I still have hope in that we might be together one day. No words even exist, whether Wordsworth or speechless, even Coleridge can reach us. My pulchritudinous gal, it may just sound like gobbledygook. You're my white whale from that long, long tail. Just call me Moby Dick. Wherever you see, wherever they be, an anchor clanker or a ducky shin cracker, don't you forget about me. I think that does it, my pulchritudinous gal.
Look to the clouds, where high-flying adventure unfurls. It's Call the Lady Physician. But before we visit our intrepid explorers, a brief word from our sponsors.
Oh, ow, oh, ow.
Margaret, are you okay?
Oh, I'll be fine, Eunice.
Don't be like that. You can tell me anything.
Really?
Anything at all.
How do I say this? The beets have overcooked?
I don't think I understand.
The communists are under the gazebo?
We should call the police.
No, no. I'm getting a visit from my Aunt Flo. It's my time of the month.
Ow! Well, you shouldn't have to suffer just because of that.
Well, women have been cursed for the sins of Eve since day one. Who am I to ask for anything less?
Whenever I'm paid a visit, I head over to my professional doctor, Dr. Clutterbuck.
Dr. Clutterbuck? Is he good?
Bet your bottom dollar he is. He's patented a super drug that's been born of the finest in antipsychotics, blood pressure medications, and antidepressants. Not to mention a miracle drug, acetaminophen. The finest that science has to offer. It's guaranteed to pack a wallop and take all the pain away from provided by Mother Nature's gift. Return to sender if you get my drift.
Oh, that sounds amazing, Eunice. But I can't afford that every single month. It's simply not going to work.
Oh, but it won't cost you an arm and a leg, Margaret. You don't even have to go to his office. You can grab it at the local corner drug. Dr. Clutterbuck couldn't keep this to himself. It's his responsibility to help women like you and me.
Oh, you've saved my life and my husband's afternoon, Margaret.
Take two pills and in 4 hours, you won't even notice that your moon time is happening.
What do I ask for?
Oh, Margaret, that's simple. Just go to the corner drug and ask for Dr. Clutterbuck's Megamuck. That'll get you unstuck.
That's right. Dr. Clutterbuck's Megamuck. You can find instant relief. And who better to help you with your lip body, ladies, than a man that knows best?
Oh, Eunice, you were so right.
I wish I could take the credit. But it's that Dr. Clutterbuck's Megamuck.
The only female trouble I'll have now is making sure my husband's dinner is warm when he gets home.
Dr. Clutterbuck's Megamuck. Head down to your neighborhood druggist to pick up a pack now. And look for the one in the brown box, not the red. Don't worry, we'll be discreet. And now, we return to our regularly scheduled program, Call the Lady Physician. Wherever you smell adventure in the air,
hey-o!
Cliff Rider is sure to be there.
Danger's afoot, and I'm here to step on its toes.
And wherever someone is in need, whether they be sick or unwell,
I'll remedy that.
Whether they be under the weather or simply out of sorts,
I can fix it.
Whether they be queasy or merely infirm,
I think they get it.
Elise Banks has been blessed with healing hands.
Here I am, boys.
Over land or sea, she's here to ease your pain. Even those here in glorious America, you can count on her to be incontinent.
I don't think that means what you think it does.
Dial the number. She's sure to answer. When you call the lady physician. Tonight's adventure, a bad case of the Hispanic. When we last left our brave explorers, they were traveling down south of the border, the American border to be precise, a Brigade 14, their only means of conveyance. Cliff and Elise have been hailed to the quaint Mexican town of La Gran Tierra Falsa, but they weren't quite able to make it to their desired destination.
Cliff.
What can I do for you, Dullface?
Don't love that. Where did you find a plane?
This plane?
Yes.
Borrowed it from a frog friend of mine, a friend from the war.
Excuse me?
A frog. You know, a Frenchie, a member of La Poule.
A hairy one?
Oh, you know Pierre.
No, that's what La Poule translates to.
If you say so, toots.
And I probably should have asked you this before takeoff, mm-hmm. but do you know how to land this thing?
Never not walked away from a crash I didn't survive.
There's so much wrong with that sentence. Couldn't we just land and, you know, not crash?
We'll see how it goes. Okay. Hold on. Almost had that one.
Are you kidding me right now?
Any flight you can walk away from.
You crashed the plane.
Sounds like tomorrow's problem, but you can't crash without flying first, right, hon?
How are we supposed to get home?
That's also tomorrow's problem. I'm more of a today kind of guy. Shoot first, ask questions later.
We're not shooting anything. That's not why we're here.
Say, why are we here?
Well, we're nowhere yet. Didn't you listen to the last telegram we received?
Well, I could listen, or I could react. I did the second of those two.
We are here to save a child, a sick child.
Oh, a boy or a girl?
Does it matter?
Not to me, no. I'm just curious.
A little boy, if you must know.
Yes.
Come on, Cliff.
Coming, dear.
Cute. Real cute. From what I can tell, thanks to your stellar piloting, we've got a few miles to walk before we arrive at...
La Grande Tierra Falsa. At least, that's where they were heading. But they ended up at a watering hole nearby. Why were they really beckoned here? Little did they know, this once peaceful burg had been ravaged by the terror from one town over.
Oh, thank the Lord. A well.
Good call. Or should I say, well done.
Hearty har har.
Allow me. I've just got to turn this crank here. Yep. A couple more times. It's coming. That was a good one. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
Thanks, Cliff.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, thank you. You're the best, kid.
Did you just take my water?
I think you gave it to me.
No, I was just getting it for myself.
Are you sure? I'm so used to being served by lady folk. Pretty ladies, like yourself.
Thank you. But what happened to ladies first?
I thought that only applied to sinking ships. We're in somewhat of a desert here, so...
That's women and children.
Then you get the first swallow next time we're capsized in a boat. Deal?
I don't think either of us is going to get to enjoy that water.
Was that...
A gun. Yes, a man with a gun.
Okay, could we ask questions now and shoot much later? Actually, I'm not even sure we need to shoot at all.
Can we help you?
¿Por qué estás aquí? ¿Quién te envió?
Sorry, but we don't speak not American.
It's English, you moron.
It certainly is not.
¿Por qué estás aquí?
¿Qué?
We don't have time to teach this guy English one letter at a time, Elise.
Why are you here?
We're only here to help.
I've heard that before.
Take us to your leader.
He's a mouthy one, isn't he?
You have no idea.
Very well. Come with me.
Cliff and Elise are escorted into town, but little do they know where they are headed isn't their intended destination. When they arrive, they're thrown at the feet of a woman whom they would get to know very well.
Hey there, Paco. You best lay your hands off me, or I'll show you what it's like to feel my itchy palm.
Stay on your knees.
I don't know who you're used to welcoming here, but I don't kneel for anyone. Just ask the priest from Catholic school.
We won't run. We promise.
Teobaldo, detenerse. Déjalos reposar.
Fine. But if he moves, you'll pay for it.
I understand.
¿Quién eres y por qué estás aquí?
Answer her.
I only respond to authority. Unless I'm being told what to do, then who knows what'll happen next? Because I don't like being told what to do.
Cliff, we better do what they say.
I'm only doing this because you asked.
Thank you.
You asked politely.
Again, thank you.
I'm waiting.
What? Oh, I need to ask you nicely?
Politely, but yeah, sure.
I cannot believe I'm going to do this. Cliff, would you do what they ask? Pretty, please.
Sure, skirt.
Cliff, I'm wearing pants.
It's just how I talk, kid. It's just how I talk.
Wow, I cannot believe this.
Okay. We need you to take us to... Who's in charge?
Cliff, they're Mexican, not deaf.
You're right.
That may be the only time you've ever said that.
Be right more of the time. You'll hear it more often.
And there he is.
Okay, all right. I've still got this one.
So far, so good.
Hello, O. We need O. Your leader, O.
I can't imagine why they're not charmed. No estábamos tratando de lastimar a nadie.
So now we're just making up words. Crazy.
Venimos aquí para ayudar. ¿Tú hablas español?
Sí, un poquito.
You're only embarrassing yourself.
Be quiet, O fish one.
Ah, you speak English.
Listening to this man makes me wish I didn't. Es un gran idiota.
I thought you were giving me the flirty eye.
Should I shoot him now?
Not now.
Better listen to the lady.
Not yet, at least.
See?
Stop talking. Now, I'm the one in charge here. Yeah?
You expect me to believe
Don't care what you believe. The connection between your brain and reality seems to be broken. You have been rude every time you've spoken. Young lady?
Elise Banks.
And I'm Cliff Ryder. When danger's afoot,
No one asked you.
Now who's being rude?
We were called here to help.
We're looking for Maltipo.
Do you say Maltipo?
Yes, Maltipo.
Not Maltipo.
Are you hard of hearing? That's what I said. I said Maltipo.
You know this Maltipo?
Enough with the music already. He kidnapped my grandson.
A flashback. Sometime before Cliff and Elise were called to this Latinburg, Maltipo would pay a visit with a message. This message? He would make sure was heard loud and clear.
And he says to me, no, that's not my chicken. Your wife already left.
Jose is such a nut.
Oh, he really is.
Are you almost done?
We have 5 buckets. Three left.
This always takes so long. Why didn't we build this well closer to town?
That's because the water table, being what it is in this part of the world, we didn't have a choice. We get the water where we can. Just be glad that we have water. And clean water at that.
If the well has to be here, why didn't we just build the town closer to the hole?
That would be a question for your grandfather. Although, I assume that the topography of the area was uncooperative when it came time to build.
I guess I'll have to ask him in the next life.
Do you miss him?
Didn't know him very well. But if my abuela's stories are to be believed, he wouldn't have appreciated my dream of becoming a ballet folk dancer.
We all have to follow our dreams, Mateo.
That brings me to my next question. Why, when we are around the gringos, we only speak Spanish? But when we have one-on-one time, we speak in English.
Well, to be honest, I think it's good practice. We want to be a multilingual country with a deep appreciation for what has come before. An understanding of our rich history, if you will. We then move forward in time and add to the rich tapestry of North America and, to a greater degree, the world at large.
Do you think the Estados Unidos will follow suit? Learning more than one language? Learning about other cultures and embracing each, melding them into their own customs?
I don't see why they wouldn't. We're only stronger and we'd benefit from it.
A bigger and brighter future? The different parts of America together?
Sure. Why not?
This heat is killing me.
That is not the only thing that might kill you out here.
Dios mío!
You might just meet your maker yet.
You're...
That's right. A Maltipo. My reputation precedes me.
It certainly does.
It's nice to be recognized for your work. It really is.
What do you want with us?
I do not need you both. One will do. And at the end, I don't want that one either. I only want the water in your well.
You can't have it. The people of our town, we need it.
I need it more.
We'll die.
You'd die. It's all too much. The pain, the sorrow. I'm counting on it.
We'll fight you with everything we have. Our spirits will once again defeat the evil that is you.
I'm quaking in my comfortable yet stylish boots. You will fight. Yes, you will lose. You will die. But there is something greater than yourself that is worth saving. I'll steal this water, and with it, its life-giving properties.
Which one of us will you kill?
Who says anything about killing? I only want you dead.
I'm confused.
Okay, I'm gonna take the boy, and you, what's your name?
Teobaldo.
Yes, Teobaldo. I'll take the boy as collateral. You run home to your mommy, tell her I've got her kin.
You won't get away with this.
I believe I will. And Teobaldo?
Yes.
I said run. Didn't I mean it?
You shot me.
I did.
You shot me in the
also
foot.
Also true. Can't have you following us. Besides, a wound always shouts, I'm serious about my threat.
You're a monster.
If you say so. Why are you still here? Boo, run, go.
Back in the modern day.
I hobbled back here.
And Maltipo still has my grandson.
It's the biggest regret of my life.
Wait, are you telling me you speak two languages?
That was all you got from that story? Come on, Cliff.
I almost bled out on the way back here. Could still lose my foot if it goes gangrenous. The whole multilingual thing? That's cool. How wonderful it must be to be that unburdened with thought.
So, can you help save us? Save my grandson?
Is Calvin Coolidge president?
I don't know. El presidente de America?
I don't know what you just said, crazy lady.
The answer is yes. Calvin Coolidge is the president of America. What he's trying to say is we'll help. We will do everything in our power to help you.
She doesn't speak for me.
So, do you want help?
No, I will. But no woman speaks for me. I'm a man. A man with wants, needs, and a want to take care of what needs taken care of.
That is so confusing.
Maybe to a little lady like yourself, but to the male of the species, beating off the enemy is just part of the job. Point us in the right direction. We'll punch our way to victory.
We will certainly do that.
Hold on. I wasn't done.
You sure?
I'm getting there. We'll punch our way to victory. My name isn't Cliff Ryder.
You done?
Now I'm done, yes.
Okay, just give us a map. We'll solve the rest.
We'll give you a map. The rest, it remains to be seen.
Leaving the comfort of the uncomfortable but known, Cliff and Elise traverse across the barren Mexican wastelands to where they were originally called, La Gran Tierra Falsa. While most would run from their adversaries, Cliff and Elise head towards what could end up with them dead. When they arrive in town, at first, they believe themselves to be alone.
Doesn't seem to be anyone here.
Cockroaches always hide.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think this was a ghost town.
Why would you say that?
Say what? Ghost town?
Yes. I can handle anything I can punch. You can't punch a ghost, Elise. Or don't you know anything?
It's a figure of speech, Cliff.
Only one way to solve this problem.
Cliff, don't.
Hey, Maltipo! Get out here! Let's handle this!
Let's not insult anyone before...
Handle this like men! Or are you chicken?
Before brunch. I was going to say, let's not insult anyone before brunch, but you've got that handled.
A little boy stumbles out into the street. Cliff and Elise cautiously approach the young lad. Just as they come face to face with him, he raises his arm, weakly pointing behind them. A team of horses lined up, each carrying a Mexican meaner and uglier than the next. In the middle, the one known as Mal Tipo.
I'm guessing you're Mal Tipo.
Si, senor. And that is my robbing gang of El Bandidos Reales.
Well, we've come for the boy.
You'll be lucky to live with your life.
I'm gonna leave with my life and yours.
Like, you're gonna take me with you?
You'll be dead.
That's even more confusing. If you kill me, then you cannot take my life with you.
I've got a mason jar.
Which will be used for...
I'll figure out the finer details later.
Does not seem to be a very watertight plan, but okay.
Hey, how did you get all those horses behind us without us knowing?
We are very good at horses.
Oh, if you kids are done fussing and feigning a fight, Mateo Perez, we've come to negotiate his release.
Yeah, negotiate with our fists.
Cliff, stop.
How well can you, fist negotiate against this?
A gun. Big man to hide behind a few bullets.
I am not hiding. I'm right here. I'm the boss.
You're not in charge here.
Oh, really?
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 Really? No.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mal shoots in the air to get Cliff and Elise's attention. Just then, a lady emerges from a home on the second floor balcony of a nearby building.
I'll show you. I'll throw you in your well. Can't drink the water anyway. Nobody will mourn your death.
Mal Tipo levels his weapon and prepares to take aim at our hero. Could Elise be next?
Mal? Mal, what's going on out here?
Nothing, Ma. Go back inside.
If it were nothing, it would be nothing. But your nothing is making a lot of racket.
Ah. Hombre, ma, couple of gringos pendejos, mama.
Don't insult the company. Otherwise, God will punish you like he did your little brother.
Ay, mama.
Fine. If you want to end up in bed sweating day and night, be my guest.
Mama, please.
Wait. What's wrong with your brother?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes. It's specifically why I asked.
He's sick.
Take me to him.
I'm not going to.
Take me to the boy, now.
You heard the lady.
Mal, do whatever the nice lady wants you to, okay?
You are undermining my authority, Mama. Please.
Do it.
She's bossy, isn't she?
You have no idea.
Elise and Cliff have been escorted to see the ill young man.
Oh, he's burning up.
He's been like this for a while. It lessens here and there, but he never recovers.
Any other symptoms?
Headaches, vomiting, a bit of the flux.
I'm sorry?
The trots.
Is that a thing?
Montezuma's revenge.
Well, how quaint if not able to be translated.
He has diarrhea.
Oh.
That's gross.
That is very gross.
Super gross. It's
you,
not good.
You said that something was wrong with your well. The water in the well?
Yes, we boarded it up.
When did you board it up?
I'd say about a month ago.
How long ago did your brother get sick?
Well, there was a problem. I solved it with my pistolas. That's why we commandeered the other well.
My kind of guy.
Men always comparing barrels, always going off half-cocked.
Amen,
sister.
We need to get the boy eating. Bring me some cooked eggs and toast. That and a lot of water.
Water? Where would we get that?
The boy you kidnapped? Take him home. Ask for forgiveness and request water, lots of it.
But...
Now!
Sheesh! You don't have to be so bossy.
Women, am I right?
Mal, she said no!
Elise went to work. Using science and the best technology available of the day, she scienced her way into fixing and cleaning up the well.
This wall, in the well, The well wall. The wall of the well. It's been compromised.
Meaning?
The well needs to be fixed right away. Then we can work to clean the water. Do you have lemons?
We're making lemonade.
We'll mix them with a few other things and make something called chlorine.
Oh, that was going to be my second guess.
In no time at all, the well was fixed and the boy was cured.
I can't believe it. My little brother is cured. Things are in order.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Cliff, thank you so much, my amigo, for bringing this woman here. You're a hero.
All in a day's work.
Is there anything I can do for you? Name it. It's yours.
Can I borrow your gun?
Promise not to shoot me?
Promise. Thank you.
Ooh, you shot one of my guys.
Hold on, wait for it. I didn't shoot him yet. Oh, there it is. There it goes. Yeah. There we go.
Now you shot one of
my
guys.
You saw it coming, and now here we are. Yeah, yeah.
True.
Yeah. I didn't shoot one of your guys.
Yep.
He wasn't one of your best, was he?
Nah, man. Middle.
Okay.
Walk it off, Pedro. Want to get a drink?
Love to. Yes. Hey, Elise?
Yes?
Mal and I here, we're going to grab a drink.
Okay.
Would you mind?
Yes.
Would you mind waiting here? I don't want you to get bored since there isn't anything to knit with.
If you don't leave immediately, I'll borrow a gun too.
Thanks, girly. I'll be back later.
Mm-hmm. After a few more laughs and a few drinks, Cliff and Elise were on their way. With Mateo safely home, Cliff and Elise are ready to move on, but not without first bidding farewell to their grateful compadres.
I can't thank you enough, Elise. Mateo is home. Alma and I are friends once again.
There's no thanks necessary, Mrs. Perez.
Wasn't talking to you, Ryder.
Okay, I'll wait over here, sorry.
You're a good girl. Mejor solo que mal acompañado.
Better alone than in bad company?
Take that as you will.
Out of nowhere, a young boy runs up waving a piece of paper in his hands.
Telegram?
Telegram? For whom?
Miss E. Banks, ma'am.
Oh, that's me.
I'll take that.
Please.
One second, little lady.
Okay.
Oh, there's an emergency in Africa.
Africa? I've never been to Africa.
No time like the present. You ready?
Ready for what?
To go. To run toward trouble. To get into all kinds of adventure.
Not to be the pooper of all things party, but how are we supposed to get there?
I didn't come empty-handed.
Oh. Is that...
a blimp?
Well, I was going to say dirigible, but yeah.
You don't have to rub it in my face that I didn't finish college, lady.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm sorry.
Have fun with your balloon. I'm sure you won't run out of hot air.
How's he getting home?
Well, that sounds like not my problem. Almost wish I cared. I'll go check everything out in the airship.
Elise?
Ada, thank you for everything.
You're welcome back here anytime. But if you come without the lunkhead, I wouldn't hate that.
Hey, Elise! Ready?
Do you even know how to fly this thing?
Well, we'll never know until we try.
That is terrible logic.
Who has time for logic when there are lives in the balance?
What about our lives?
What did you say?
Oh, coming, Cliff.
Oh, ha, ha! All right, together, we fly and thrills await.
If you say so.
Where will we find our intrepid explorers next? What problems will they solve? How will Cliff make things better with Elise in tow?
Oh,
Cliff!
Sorry, that must be reverse. I'm so sorry. These controls must be backward or something. Okay, I think I got, hold on, let me try this. Nope, not quite. Let me see if I think I got it now. Nope, no, it's very wrong. There we go. Okay, one more. All right. Together, we fly forward.
Join us next time and every time after on Call the Lady Physician. This brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We just all smile and sigh. And we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
So for now we say,
until next time.
Until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.